We are live at the fair. The beautiful, this is one of the most gorgeous days we've had in a long time. The Sonoma Marin Fair, gates open officially at noon today. 8 decades of fun, June 19th through the 23rd. And remember, this is an endangered species. Fairgrounds are probably going to be torn down in the next 3 or 4 years. Where will they do the ugly dog contest? Where will they have, where will the kids show their 4-H animals? Yeah. There's a lot of things that are changing in Petaluma. If you care about it, let your elected officials know. This is a part of Sonoma County agricultural history that we think deserves to be preserved, but we also understand the pressures of development. Mm-hmm. So having said that, let us say good morning to John Ash.
Okay. Good morning to you, Steve.
Well, what a perfect way to start the Good Food Hour with a glass of red wine. And to help us through this beautiful red wine, we want to welcome Carol Shelton, an extraordinary winemaker, to the KSRO Good Food Hour. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning from New Hampshire.
How is it, New Hampshire? Are you swatting out flies and mosquitoes?
Actually, no. It hasn't quite gotten humid yet. It's beautiful out. And a little tiny dusting of rain, but it's really nice temperatures by 8 degrees.
So what are you doing there?
I'm doing sales for about 15 days in New England. About 18 days. Yeah, so been all over Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and I go to Vermont on Monday.
If you don't know the name Carol Shelton, she's won Winemaker of the Year 5 times, countless gold medals for her wines, and was named one of 8 pioneer women winemakers of Sonoma County in 2005. She's been making wine for probably close to 40 years, if not more, and started your own label, what, about 18, 19 years ago, Carol?
Yeah, this will be my 20th harvest coming up, and it's 43 years total I've been making wine.
Wow.
I've heard you referred to as the Queen of Zinfandel. Is that a self-anointed title, or did someone come up with that?
No, somebody came up with that. They're always coming up with titles. So, I do 7 or 8 Zinfandels every year, one of its staunchest advocates.
We're not going to be tasting Zinfandel today. We're going to taste the best of show and best of show red at the Northgate Wine Tasting. And this is your 2016 Oat Valley Carignan. And give us a little background about this grape.
Well, Carignan is a red grape planted in the Rhone, that's kind of southeastern France, and all across the south of France, plus in Spain, called Carignana or Mazuelo. And in America, it's commonly been blended into Zinfandel. And it has a fairly high acid profile, which means it's one of the latest ripening grapes that we get in Sonoma County. So in this particular case, I grow it up just north of Cloverdale in Oat Valley. It's where 128 branches out of, like off of 101 and goes up toward Anderson Valley. But it's right at the foot of the road, and it is the hot spot of the county. It's really, as you know, Cloverdale is 10 or 15 degrees hotter than Santa Rosa, per se. So it should be coming in earlier with that much heat, but it's the last fruit that I bring in every year.
So are there many Carignan makers in California doing it as a single grape variety? Yeah,
I've seen a few of the kind of young bucks in the industry that are up and coming with all the natural wine stuff are doing it, but I've been doing it for a very, very long time, and I kind of got a handle on the style that I like, and I think a lot of other people do too. Mm.
Speaking of that, Carol, I was looking on the Lodi website this morning, and here's how they describe Carignan. If Carignan were, say, a man, he might be described as a dependable, good-looking guy, usually a little buff, very popular in high school or college. Would you agree?
Sure, that sounds
It says between the 1960s and 80s, Carignan was the most widely planted red wine grape in California. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was actually the basis for most of the Gallo Hardy Burgundy that was produced way back when. And then it got ripped out as the price for Chardonnay and Cabernet. You know, those grapes weren't very popular back in the 60s and even into the early 70s. And as they gained popularity and the price per ton of those grapes rose. The growers saw the writing on the wall and ripped out their less than valuable Carignan. So,
but Lodi is Lodi still kind of the epicenter for where most Carignan is grown?
There is quite a bit there, but there's actually quite a bit up in Mendocino County. I'd actually venture to say that as much or more as in Mendocino County and in pockets of Sonoma County. And it's very commonly sprinkled all throughout old vine field blends of Zinfandel.
So wasn't it was a grape variety that was often, as you mentioned already, it was a blender. It went into, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but went into Dago Red, you know, those kinds of hearty, everyday drinking wines.
Yeah, that was exactly right. And they often planted it in the middle of an old vine vineyard, or actually, sorry, at the perimeter of the old vine vineyard, because it was considered less valuable and wasn't as juicy ripe when the Zin was. So if birds were like approaching to attack a vineyard, or bugs or whatever, pests, they would hit the less valued Carignan grapes before they hit the more valued.
Interesting. So tell us, what's the flavor profile of this? We have a little in front of us, which we're going to taste in just
I'll
a moment.
I'll taste while Carol talks.
There you go. I wish I had a glass of it myself right here. I have a 15 sitting in front of me, because that's what I'm selling in New Hampshire. But because I'm doing a tasting right now, I just had to duck out of it for this. So it is very bright raspberry. It reminds me a lot of those little hard raspberry candies you get at Christmas time that have a little bit of a gooey center. And they're very intensely red raspberry. And I get a lot of that in the fruit here. Perhaps just a tiny bit of strawberry. It's very, very light-bodied compared to a bigger, heavier Cabernet or Zin, but not as light as a Pinot, kind of in between. And this particular wine has a nice bit of chocolatey oak wrapped around it and some bright acidity. And the acidity helps it go. It's not sour by any means. It just makes it lively in the fruit, and it makes it go really well with food. So especially things with tomato sauces or you know, game meats like you wrote your cookbook about, and you know, duck and venison and all that good stuff. Some pork with raspberry sauce or something like that.
Oh, it's really delicious, and it's also not so tannic.
Right, that's the lighter body. And, I don't. We do this all with hand punch downs in small bins, so we can really control how much we extract from the skins in terms of tannin and stringency.
Although it's pronounced Carignan, it does not produce the sense of a yawn. It produces a wow. It's really bright. It's called an old vine Carignan. Carol, a winemaker, John and I asked a winemaker one time, well, what is the definition of an old vine? And he said, it's any grape older than I am. And so these are what, 70-year-old vines? And I'm sure that's much older than you, Carol.
Somewhat older than me, yes, definitely. Yeah, that definition changes, of course, with the age of the winemaker. If you're 30 years old, I don't think it qualifies for old wine, but there is no legal definition. Yeah.
But these are 70-year-old, you write on the bottle, they're 70-year-old head-trained vines.
Yeah, and when I go out to the vineyard's cared for by Brett Domenichelli, and he discs the vineyard, and so it looks almost like you're walking into a Zen garden, because like how they rake the soil. I always see that. I always feel almost kind of reverent walking out there and these old guys that are loaded with fruit. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful spot.
So how much of this did you make?
I believe I did about 300 cases.
Oh, my goodness. So not much. And if people want to get it, how do they get it?
Our tasting room is pretty much the only spot right now, and that is on Coffee Lane, just north of Piner Road. It's 3354 Coffee Lane, so we're in the very back of the Pine Creek Business Park.
Yeah, it's a little industrial, industrial park. Can people taste wine at that location, Carol?
Absolutely, 11 to 4 every day.
Fantastic. That's the Old Vine Carignan, which won the Best of Show Red and Best of Show, the 2016 Old Valley Carignan. We're not going to taste this, Carol, but would you talk a little about the Best of Show dessert wine that you made?
Yeah, that's called the Black Magic Late Harvest Zinfandel, and it's, I believe, the 2017. And it's designed to go with dark chocolate. So it's actually the hardest wine for me to make because I do not add brandy to stop the fermentation as you would in a port. That would make the alcohol 18 to 21 degrees or percent. So it would be extremely fiery. And I have rosacea, so I really don't want to bloom when I get that high alcohol. So that, but in that case, the yeast just kind of go, ah, it's 20% alcohol, I'm going to die. And so they do. And that's good because they leave behind sugar. And in this case, I want to stop them from fermenting and kill them off. But the only way I really have to do it is cold. So I press off the skins at about 12 bricks, 12% sugar, and I let it slowly stop itself by cold only. And it's about, it takes about a week and a half to 2 weeks, maybe even as long as a month in some cases where it's still kind of gently fizzing down. And it might stop around 7 because it goes all the way from 12 down to around 7. And then I dial in the sugar that I want by adding back just a little bit of dry wine, and that will help it actually pair perfectly with my 72% cacao dark chocolate.
Wow. It sounds delicious. It does, and it's also one of those things that hopefully you're not one of them. Well, I shouldn't say that. But there, every February, it seems, around Valentine's Day, wineries do these red wine with chocolate things, and what they serve you are big tannic cabernets and things like that with chocolate, which just doesn't work. You really need something like this wine that you have, which has sugar that matches up to the chocolate.
Yeah, and it's a 6.7 sugar with only 15.7 alcohol. So that's a lot lower. The yeast, well, I filter to the bottle, so I'm sure that it won't re-ferment in the bottle. But that's enough sugar, but also there's a little astringency left, just a bit. And chocolate actually has, dark chocolate, has a little astringency. Mm-hmm. And so the two astringencies kind of cancel each other out, and you get really a burst. What we do in the tasting room is you come and you sip the wine, and then we give you a piece of chocolate, and you try it again. And the synergy, the explosion of flavor is just phenomenal. Mm.
So you can taste these wines today starting at 4 o'clock at the North of the Gate Wine Festival here at the Sonoma Marin Fair. 4 o'clock in the wine tent. You can try both of Carol Shelton's award-winning wines, the Old Vine Carignan, the 2016 Oat Valley Vineyard from Alexander Valley, and the Black Magic, that late harvest wine. Carol Shelton, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to remind folks that they can taste your wines over on Coffee Lane, and the hours again and location, Carol.
11 to 4 every day.
That's easy.
Coffee Lane.
Thanks so much, Carol. Enjoy your time in New Hampshire.
You bet I will. Thanks very much, and have fun at the fair.
Our pleasure. When we come back, we're switching out the order today. We're going to taste the award-winning white wine following this break. John Ash and Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen today, live from the Sonoma Marin Fair. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hey, Sonoma County, thank you for making Creams Towing the number one rated heavy-duty towing company in Sonoma County. Creams Heavy Duty Towing has the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty rigs in Sonoma County and have been around since the 70s, so they're doing something right. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is on the road 24/7. Got a big rig stuck or need a four-wheel drive tow truck? Creams has the knowledge and experience to tow any and all large trucks. Their goal is to get you back on the road and home safe in the shortest amount of time. Need an RV towed? You guessed it. Creams Heavy Duty Towing can do that too. Their Class A drivers are fully insured and certified in heavy duty towing. Don't scream. Call Creams. 707-588-1250. Creams Heavy Duty Towing. 588-1250.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Gus and Maria Lopez, owners of Gus's Cafe and Grill at Montgomery Village, is proud to announce Gus's is now serving an early bird dinner special every Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7. Enjoy a full course meal, including super salad, mouth-watering sides, and the main course at Gus's Cafe and Grill. It's the early bird dinner special, Gus's Cafe and Grill, home of Sonoma County's favorite Taco Tuesdays, in Montgomery Village in Santa Rosa. Here's a message from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Tick-borne diseases are preventable. Use an effective repellent and wear long pants and long-sleeve shirts when outdoors. Don't forget to check yourself, your family, and pets for ticks after outdoor activities.
Are you having a problem with rodents getting inside your home and don't know what to do? The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District offers free advice and home inspections.
Go to msmosquito.com for more info. La Vera Pizza in downtown Santa Rosa has been a Sonoma County staple for 35 years. And at the end of this month, La Vera will be closing its doors for the last time. Thank you, Sonoma County, for the memories. La Vera Pizza closes Friday, June 30th.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma Marin Fair, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen celebrating 32 years. This is our 10th year. We started back in 2010 coming to the Sonoma Marin Fair when that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Has it changed, do you think?
I think it's a great fair. Yeah. Boy, the attendance is up this year, and I think a lot of the wonderful weather has something to do with it.
Well, and also because it doesn't cost you a fortune to come here.
Well, the nice thing is all the concerts and carnival rides are included in the fair admission, so you know up front what at least some of what you're going to be spending. Yeah. We want to talk with another award-winning winemaker, and that is Jamie Benziger from the Imagery Estate Winery. Their 2018 Albarino won Best of Show at the Taste of the Northgate Wine Tasting. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Steve and John. How's it going?
Good.
We're doing fine. You're getting to be a regular on the show.
I feel very honored. I can't believe the Albarino won, 2 years in a row. It's quite an honor.
So talk a little bit about Albarino, because I think it's a great variety that it's a comer for sure, but a lot of people don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of it planted in California. It is a varietal that's native to the northwest region of Spain. So it's a Spanish varietal. But it's starting to kind of make its way here to California. It already has, but really gained some popularity because it's just such a fun, complex varietal that really gives some nice freshness, acidity, minerality, and it's a great summertime wine.
Whose idea was it to plant the Albarino vineyards?
So Mark Burningham, who has been a longtime, member of, he's been a member of the Benziger family, not through blood, but, he kind of was mentored by my grandfather, Bruno, and he's been a partner. He was a partner in the winery for a very long time. So Mark Burningham actually talked with Bob Silva, who's the owner of the vineyard, and thought it would be a great idea to plant about 4 acres of this Albarino variety in the Sonoma Valley. And it's been a wine that's just really developed and grown through the last 6 years that we've made it. And, I was mentoring under my dad, and we've really found a way that to make this Albarino just something really spectacular that just stands out for a white wine.
It's so, we just tasted it, and there's so much going on with it. And, when I've been in Spain and drunk Albarino, sometimes it's pretty simple, which is fine, if that's what you want. But this is something much more elegant.
Yeah, so we, for this Albarino, it's whole cluster pressed. Stainless steel ferment it just to preserve, the delicate flavors and aromas of it. But then also, Albarino has pretty thick skin, so it can get kind of bitter. But we only use free-run juice for it, and we actually do a little bit of surly aging. So we'll take the lees and stir it, and it just adds a little bit of richness and, you know, complexity and some creaminess in the mid palate that just kind of, you know, allows it to soften up and give it a lengthy finish.
Well, you're setting the standard for Albarino. Obviously, you're doing it very well. Do you see more Albarinos being made in California?
Yes, I have been. And, you know, I'm seeing, you know, more Albarinos starting to, you know, get out there and win awards. And I think people are finally starting to see that it's a definitely an up-and-coming grape. And, you know, it's something, you know, different than, you know, Sauvignon Blanc, than Chardonnay.
That I was just going to say, for Sauvignon Blanc lovers, and you are, John, the supreme Sauvignon Blanc lover, and you know the varietal really well, this seems to be maybe the next evolution of maybe a... possibly a little more complex than Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, and then, because often Sauvignon Blanc, I mean, there's some wonderful Sauvignon Blancs out there, but often it's just grapefruit, and that's kind of all you get, you know, and you don't get anything else behind
it. You get some sweet honeysuckle, more nectarine, maybe stone fruit on this?
On this one, for sure. Yeah.
So it is pair well with...
Yeah, definitely some peach and apricot, yeah.
And, John, do you see this pairing well with what, seafood, possibly?
Oh, of course. Yeah, anything.
And Vietnamese, Thai?
I do. What is there sugar in this, Jamie?
No, this is dry.
Okay. It's interesting. It's fruity. So sometimes that I confuse that fruitiness with some residual sugar.
Yeah, so that's what's kind of cool. Like, you know, you do get some nice sweet aromas when you first smell the glass. But for the 2018 vintage, you know, it was a moderate vintage, so we were able to let the fruit hang to maximum maturity to really develop, you know, all the fruit that it has in it. So I see how you people can get that perception, the residual versus the fruit, but yeah, this is a dry Albarino, but it's cool that it developed into some really great concentrated aromas.
Where can people taste this? You do have a tasting room.
Yes, so our tasting room is located in Glen Ellen off of Sonoma Highway, and that is where you know, that's the only place that we sell this wine, and then also through our website, imagerywinery.com.
It's Imagery Estate Winery, Albarino. I love saying Albarino. The Silva Vineyard, Sonoma Valley, winner of the Best of Show White at this year's Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds North Gate Wine Tasting. Winemaker Jamie Bedziger, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Our pleasure. We toast to your success. Back after this as we taste some extraordinary fair food with some great chefs at the Sonoma Marin Fair. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Did you know that flushing and servicing your water heater will increase the performance, efficiency, and life expectancy of your hot water system? Now through March 31st, Ungro & Sons is offering a water heater flush, service, and safety inspection regularly priced at $224 or just $59.
Hello friends, this is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother Paul and cousins Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $59 water heater flush, service, and safety inspection, visit ongroandsons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Start your career as a full-time bartender or beverage server at Grayton. Meet Sergio from 630 Park Steakhouse.
One of the things that I believe is very important is stability. We offer not only full-time, but the benefit package is ridiculously good.
Enroll in our free bartender school today. Earn great pay plus tips in a fast-paced and fun environment. Visit GraytonResortCasino.com for details.
Windsor Kaboom. Brought to you by the Active 2030 Club and Town of Windsor. Celebrate our nation's independence on Wednesday, July 3rd at Kaiser Park in Windsor with the annual Kaboom Fireworks event. Live performances by the Pat Jordan Band and California country rising star, the Scotty Mac Band. $10 general admission, 18 and over, $5, 17 and below. Children under 3 are free. VIP options still available. Details at WindsorKaboom.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Warmer temperatures for the weekend today at 90 degrees, 69 on the coast with sunny skies. Mostly clear skies tonight with 53, 50 on the shores. Tomorrow, blue skies at 86, 67 in Bodega Bay. Then partly cloudy for Monday, but still 87 the high in Santa Rosa, 71 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
What wines go really well with what foods? This is the question, and I think we have the answer because we have Jenny Frazier. She's owner of Big Jenny's Concessions.
No, Big Jim's.
I know, I'm kidding. Get forward. Jim is your better half or worst half, and you guys own Big Jim's Concessions, right?
Yes.
And you're here at the fair, and you have offered almost every food under the sun here at the fair. How long have you been doing this?
I have done it. I met my husband 24 years ago, and he had already been doing it since he was 3. His father did it. Father and uncle did it before him. So he's now 48. So, yeah, about 45 years for him out here. Started sweeping the floor when he was 7. That's how his dad had him sweeping the front, and basically just kept going. Now we own like 11 different food stands.
Well, that's the mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Are you constantly working on new concepts?
We are. I mean, we constantly come up. I kind of describe it as like a stock portfolio. We diversify all the time to make sure that we keep our profitability, because some things are more profitable than other things. So, you know, we make sure we're covering all our bases.
Well, and also there are trends. I mean, don't you find that, for a few years, this is hot, and then it cools off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you retool the trailers to do whatever the new trendy thing, which is part of why we are doing Churro Zone, because that seems to be the new trendy thing. I used to do Twinkies and cupcakes deep fried. So, I mean, we've done kind of all scales of things.
Twinkies, cupcakes, Oreos, everything deep fried, really things on a stick.
Yes.
So you brought us a couple of churros, which we'll post a picture of those on the
website. We'll taste those after our savory.
No, she said taste the churro
first. Taste the churro first.
Okay. See, listen to the show.
I'm sorry. And these are coated in some type of sparkly
They're coated in cinnamon sugar, just like a traditional churro would be. Those are red velvet churros.
Wow.
So we make those special. We make them fresh from scratch. My husband went to Mexico, stayed down there for like 3 months, learned how to do it from one of the street vendors. Wow. And then we readapted the menu to kind of do some of these specialty ones like the Oreo and the red velvet.
Well, this is wild because it's filled with a cream inside. Yep. How do you do that?
So churros are basically the Mexican donut. So we use a pastry filler, the same that they would use to fill a donut. So the churro is connected to the pastry filler and then it kind of squeezes down into the center of the churro as we go. And we have a special machine that leaves a hole down the center to kind of keep the center crispy, but also give us that space to put the filling in.
It's such a cool idea. Yeah. I've never seen this in Mexico. Do they do it?
They do it in Spain.
Oh, in Spain.
So Spain is originally where churros came from, and then they moved over to Mexico. In Mexico, they do it more. It's more cinnamon sugar with a dip. In Spain, they actually do fill them, and we use the traditional caramel, which is called dulce de leche. So that's exactly the way they would make it in Spain.
Now, you should write the art of the churro.
There's a book idea.
Great book idea. So what is our savory today?
So basically that is our pulled pork fries. We're doing that over at Big Jim's Smokehouse. That's our new menu item this year. It kind of gives you a bit of everything. Get the coleslaw, the cheese, the nice wedges, the nice pulled pork.
You know, it's really fresh tasting.
Yeah.
You think, with all that
stuff,
it's not greasy. It's not greasy at all. It's really flavorful.
It really kind of just, they all complement each other, you know. You wouldn't think so, but yeah, when you put them all together, they all complement each other really well.
So traditional pulled pork sandwiches and stuff always include coleslaw on it too.
But you usually eat it separately, and you don't realize that actually if you put it on top of it, it tastes really good. I've seen food trucks do it on sandwiches. That was how I came up with the idea that it would kind of be cool on French fries. I mean, you know, instead of doing it on it's a little messier out here with the sandwiches. But this is a lot nicer because it requires a fork and all that good stuff.
So what are you working on next?
Oh, God. I'm working on hoping to sleep, basically.
So how many booths do you have here at the fair?
This year, I have 5 booths here.
Whoa!
Yeah, I have Dippin' Dots, I have Churro Zone, I have Smokehouse, I have Golden Bear Grill, which sells curly fries, and, now what's the last one? Pronto Puff, which is its 50th year anniversary, which, mind you, I shouldn't forget that. Pronto Puff is the original, depending on whose argument you listen to, it's the original corn dog. So originally there were 2 sets of corn dogs, the Muscle Beach corn dog, which is more hot dog on the stick type of one, and then Pronto Puff. Pronto Puff was started in Oregon, became a business. They will, of course, say they are the first. Muscle Beach will say they are the first. But basically, it all started around the 1900s, and everybody can argue about who.
Well, we have 2 anniversaries to celebrate today. We have the Pronto Puff turning 50, and Chloe the Cow. Also turning 50
is that
this year.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is.
So have a glass of chocolate milk with your Pronto Puff.
So we should have Chloe come over and take a picture because this is...
Another marketing idea. Yeah. Jenny Frazier from Big Jim's Concessions. You'll see them everywhere at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds today for the Sonoma Marin Fair. Thanks for this fabulous pulled pork. Thanks for the fabulous churro. We'll have some Dippin' Dots in between the break. And thanks so much for stopping by.
Okay,
today.
Yeah. No problem.
We'll come back and we're going to taste some farm fresh pie and cobbler. How about that?
Fantastic.
That's okay, John?
Yeah.
As we continue on with our Good Food Hour taste of the best foods at the fair, Steve Garner, live on the Good Food Hour with John Ash. This is KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise. Paradise Pet Resorts.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before.
For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the fair, the Sonoma Marin Fair. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ashton. We have something never done on the radio before. This is going to be a first. And why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? Who are you?
Hi, I'm Aya. I work at the fair, and we have a whipped cream whipping contest.
Well, what do you do? What is your job?
And my job is I am the special contest coordinator, and I'm also the volunteer coordinator. Volunteers come volunteer at the fair next year.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been here for 12 years.
Oh my gosh. So you're in charge of all these crazy, wacky competitions at
the
fair.
Yes, and I also do arts and crafts and hang all the banners, so I'm everywhere.
Wow. Now, I see some cupcakes in front of us. What are those for?
So those are from my decorated dessert contest. I baked those this morning, and I thought I'd bring you some samples.
What time is the decorated dessert contest?
It's at 5, every day at 5.
And so it's for everybody, isn't it? Kids
always go first, and the adults, if I have extra cupcakes, they get them. Or staff, or patrons or whoever.
Is it only for kids?
It's mostly for kids to decorate, but you know, I share with everyone if I have it.
So you bake cupcakes starting at 6 a.m. 7 in the morning. And now here's an event I don't think I've ever heard of. Have you done this particular event before?
So this is the first year because it's Clover's 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a whipping cream contest. So you have the kids kind of race in a heat, and the first one to get peaks of the whipped cream with the rotary beaters is the winner. And they win a little Clo doll, so, and everyone gets a ribbon, of course.
And of course, you can eat it too.
And you can eat it too.
yeah. That's fantastic. So the rotary beater that you use here, I haven't seen one of these in a long, long time. Mostly because, you know, in the professional world, we either whip it by hand with a whisk, you know, without doing this, which of course takes longer than this, or more often it comes in a kind of pressurized can.
Sure, but this is the fun way, and it's quick for the contest.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of kids that did it our last contest, and I bet there's going to be even more today.
So who, the winner, it's time to do it. How fast can, what was the winning time? Do you remember?
Like a minute and a half, about.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so we just give them a little bit, and they just whip it as quick as they can.
So did I pour too much in this bowl?
This is perfect.
Okay, here we go.
We got to get a picture of this.
Okay.
John Ash.
Okay.
Whipping cream with, now what brand is it? It looks like the OXO.
Well, turn it around. It's Clover Sonoma. They donated it.
Oh, but this is the OXO style.
Yeah.
It's OXO.
It's OXO.
Oh, okay. The whipping thing. Yeah.
It is, the brand.
Okay, here we go.
So we're timing him. It's splattering everywhere.
Stand back.
You've got good technique.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, the kids go faster than you.
Oh, I think they do. I think it was a little shallow in this bowl.
Is that the problem?
Yeah. But it's getting frothy.
It is getting frothy.
Look at that. Wow.
That's good.
It's like I'm getting it all
We should have worn white shirts today instead of black shirts. Now, normally you would be whipping cream using not a rotary beater.
No,
right?
A whisk.
A whisk.
But it takes a lot longer to do that. And it's a different technique. This is something that anybody could do.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's turning into cream.
Yeah.
This is remarkable.
Well, it's going to get...
Now, normally, I would add a little powdered sugar. Would you add powdered sugar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and what is... I'm wearing out, so I'm just passing on to you.
What does John win if he won the contest?
I can eat the...
A cupcake?
A cupcake?
I came prepared.
That's wonderful.
Okay, you got to take over, man.
Okay. Okay, you need a break. Sending in...
I'm just...
Curry takes a break. Yeah. Oh, look. Huh?
Huh?
Well, that's perfect.
What do you think? Look out. We need a splatter guard.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, well, John got it almost to the whipped cream stage. I'm just kind of coming in, shooting some threes.
Whoa.
Huh? What do you think?
I think
it's all over me.
I think we're all in laundry.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need some pie. I need pie right away, or cobbler, or crumb, something cobblery. Don't you?
Yeah, to put this on.
Phew, because I'm really tired. So let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll taste some fresh-made pie as we continue our taste of some of the best foods at the fair today. The Sonoma Marin Fair opens in about 10 minutes from now. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis for Park Place Hearing Center with Jocelyn, who has suffered with hearing loss since she was a child.
So I grew up wearing hearing aids as a kid, but unfortunately I did get bullied. So there was a time where I did not wear my hearing aids. When it came to school, I did struggle a little bit.
But then her parents brought her to Dennis Tobin at Park Place Hearing Center.
He ordered me some custom Starkey IICs, which stands for Invisible in the Canal. I'm very thankful that Dennis has been able to help me out throughout these years.
Jocelyn was so thrilled with the results, she now works at Park Place Hearing Center.
This is Dennis Tobin. If you or a loved one suspect that you have trouble hearing, visit us at Park Place Hearing Center for a free hearing check and demonstration of the latest products.
And believe me, it will be a life-changing experience.
Park Place Hearing Center in Petaluma and San Rafael and parkplacehearing.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sonoma Marin Fair, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. And I've seen some pictures before, but here's this burly, you know, hunky, bearded
handsome
guy,
yeah,
handsome young guy, wearing this drop-dead beautiful polka-dot pink apron. And you're a sight to behold, Michael Compton.
When grandma makes you an apron, by golly, you wear that apron.
And Michael is from the Willamette Pie Company?
Yes.
In Willamette, Oregon?
Salem, Oregon. Salem, Oregon.
Oh, Salem. Yeah. Salem. Is that in the Willamette Valley?
It is in the Willamette Valley.
And these are authentic berries?
They are
from
authentic
Oregon?
Berries that came originally from Oregon. They started there, and now they're here.
So before we got on the air, I was asking you, you do fairs?
Correct.
About half the year.
Yeah, we start in about April, and then we run all the way through October. We have a couple of little two-week breaks here and there, like we're going to have one after this. But once we start up again at the end of July or middle of July, straight through every day until October.
October. And then what do?
Not a damn thing. I play a tractor.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. So you brought an assortment of desserts for us. Describe what's in front of
you
us.
You betcha. So we've got a few things. So the first one back here by you is a turnover. That's a Marionberry turnover. And Marionberries are what we're famous for in Oregon. You go to Georgia, you get peaches. You come to Oregon, you get Marionberries. They're like a blackberry. Nice little breakfast guy. Then this up here, this your local newspaper was nice enough to do a write-up. This is our Oregon berry cobbler.
Ooh.
This has got marionberries, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and boysenberries in it, in a cake batter cobbler. And back in the Ventura County Fair, we had a number of our guests, and it got dubbed Crack in a Bowl. And that name has stuck on social media 6 years later. It's still there. And then last year, my wife and I spent a little bit of time down in Florida, and she kind of got obsessed with key lime pie.
Yeah.
So she started doing a lovely key lime pie, very refreshing, especially on a day like today.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, I love chocolate. I tried not to do a chocolate pie because I was afraid I would eat it all the time. But finally, she cracked, and she did a nice chocolate ganache with an Oreo cookie crumble crust.
Wow.
And then that's the chocolate. We've got, obviously, an entire assortment of other berries and fruit, you know.
But these are some of the top sellers.
These are
popular.
Some of the big sellers. Yeah, yeah.
And so how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my gosh. So we've been doing been on the road with the pies for about 6 years. I actually started out 20 years ago.
Man.
Yeah. And you need some ice cream on that. I would have brought you ice cream, but I was afraid it'd be goo by the time you got to it.
It doesn't need ice cream. It's, what did you call it? Crack in a bowl.
Crack in a bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get some Oregon berry cobbler with ice cream, and you're a happy boy or girl.
That says it all.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice topping.
Yes.
The ratio, it should be mostly fruit.
Yes, yes.
I think. And just
a little bit of the cake batter.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good?
Yeah, it is really good.
That's why we have pie stalkers that follow us around from fair to fair.
And you also have an adjacent stand to the Willamette Pie Company.
Yeah, yeah. So right next door, we've got our Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda stand. So what we do there is we make some beautiful stainless steel and copper mugs, and we have seven flavors of crafted Old Fashioned Soda: root beer, sarsaparilla, birch beer, vanilla, orange.
Mm.
And then people can get unlimited refills for the entire day of the fair. If they hold on to that mug, they can come back the next day, pay $8, get free refills again all day long. We've got people that saved their mugs from 2013.
And they can still use them?
Yeah, bring it back, pay $8, get that free refill again for the day, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Can they use that mug at any fair anywhere on the West Coast?
Any fair where Wild Bill's is at, you betcha. In fact, I've got a buddy of mine that does it for me down in Texas.
Mm.
We just had somebody that came up from Texas, and they had their mug, and they said, "Can I use it here?" We said, "Absolutely, absolutely."
You know, this is a not only a great marketing idea, but I think to your point, it's ecologically sound.
Yeah, encouraging people to try and carry their mug around and not just getting a bunch of single use stuff.
Yeah.
And to that note, I would even encourage folks, when they come to the fair, bring a spoon, bring a fork, instead of all these plastic spoons that are getting used once and then they go right in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, we haven't tried the cheesecake yet.
Key lime pie.
Okay, it's not. Okay. Is this your wife's recipe?
Grandma, mom, and wife. It's kind of a conglomeration of all. Yeah.
Are you a baker?
No, I'm a carrier of baked goods and bags of flour.
And the bags of flour. So you do make all this product yourself. This is not something.
Yeah, it's all coming. Yeah, yeah.
Right from the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a facility now in Oregon where everything is made. A lot of the times, what we do because of the volume that we do, we make it up there, have it flash frozen, and then we bring it down with us, and then we bake it off while we're here.
And can, if people are in Salem, can they go to your place?
Absolutely. So out just east of Salem, out in the country, we've got a little farm store because we originally started out as the Willamette Valley Fruit Company, and we exported millions of pounds of fruit all over the world, actually. So, now and then we just kind of switched into this.
So the logical thing is sell these at retail. Can people order them?
So we are in retail. Okay. So forklift stores, I believe there are some of the Whole Foods down here where you can find us now. We're slowly getting out there. I'm after Costco now.
So watch out. So can people go online and order these things?
You can go online. The problem there is logistically, everything has to be shipped frozen. Mm-hmm. And so then the dry ice, it gets super expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're better off finding me at a fair, buying a case or two right there and then stick it in your freezer and hang on to it.
So where do you go after this fair?
Our next fair is the California Mid-State Fair down in Paso Robles. An amazing fair, great fair. It's a 2-week-long fair, and they've got some of the greatest concerts around.
Well, so you're dialed in for the whole summer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Even into the fall.
And then you just spend the off-season
Just
watching old movies.
That's right.
Well, you said this year you're going to Costa Rica.
Yeah, and then I think off to China for the Chinese New Year.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Michael Compton from the Willamette Valley Pie Company.
Excellent.
From Salem, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
And also Big Bill's or Wild Bill's?
Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda.
Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda adjacent to the pie.
So yes, sir.
You've got every sugar need covered.
We got you covered. Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
And now we move from pie to crepe. Come on down and introduce yourself. Who are you?
Do I have to do that?
Yes, you have to. Come on. What's your name?
Elise.
And last
Strun.
Name? Uh-huh.
And I'm from Germany. My family does that in Europe.
Yes. You learned to make crepe in Europe?
Yes.
Who taught you?
My sister-in-law, she is French.
Oh.
My brother was married to her. And it wasn't known in Germany yet, crepes.
Really? I'm so surprised.
No. When he started, there was nobody knew. The same things here. When I started in the 90s here.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
Unless you went to a French restaurant.
Maybe, you know, but then a high-class restaurant, you know. And they always ask, is that a burrito? How do you explain a burrito, you know?
It's not a quesadilla, it's not a burrito.
So I told them, you know, that was the best I could say. It's a very delicate pancake.
Pancake.
Oh, that's the way to look at it.
And how do you make this? Do you have one of those big
ovens? Yes. You can come to the trailer. I have, matter of fact, two, you know.
And these are imported from France?
Yes, they are. When I started, they're still the same ones.
25 years ago.
You know, it's so fascinating. That whole west coast of France, you see these
crepes.
It's so gorgeous. But there are people making crepes, and they fill them with everything.
Yes.
Both sweet.
That's what I have. One savory and two sweet ones.
And how many different ones do you make?
My daughter comes up with good ones all the time. And I said, why so much work?
What's the most popular crepe flavor?
Usually, I mean, and young kids too, strawberries and Nutella.
Oh.
You like that one?
I do.
That's one here.
Did you bring that one?
That's this one, And that one is a three berry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
And then that one, the savory is cheese, avocado, spinach, and so.
Wow. What's this one? Here.
That must be a banana and strawberry
mix, and
Nutella.
So you didn't always make crepes. You had an interesting life before you were making crepes. What did you do growing up?
High wire performers.
You were a high wire performer.
Yeah.
With your family?
My family.
What were you called? What was the name of
Le Moine?
The Le Moine.
The French,
high wire. And did you the trapeze and everything?
Yes. Motorcycle up to the church tower.
What?
You know? Yeah.
How long did you do this?
Till I got married.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in this when you were 7, 8, 9 years old?
7, 3, 2. My sisters were up already.
I guess you have to start young to develop the skills to do that.
We didn't. My dad didn't taught us. He said, you go up there and you do this.
Yeah.
They did it.
Wow.
But matter of fact, I come from a family with 11. We had 7 girls and 4 boys.
And they all were members of the High Wire Trapeze Act.
They're all.
Did you end up ever driving the motorcycle?
No.
You didn't do that?
No.
And did you travel throughout Europe?
Holland, Belgium, France, Italy, all over.
Well, making crepes is a lot safer than being up on a high wire.
Yeah, but a lot of work.
So the crepes that you're making here, for the sweet crepes and the savory crepes, it's the same crepe, isn't
it? It's the same.
So you don't make a sweet one.
Yeah.
It just...
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so you're based in, is it Paso Robles?
Paso Robles,
right.
Yes.
You do
I
all
started the, out there. No, we did wine festivals, you know, but more San Francisco, San Mateo, not San Bruno, but Mountain View.
Oh, yeah.
Los Altos.
So how long have you been coming here to the Sonoma Marin Fair?
The fair? Yes. I think that's the fourth year.
Oh, good, wonderful.
Or fifth year, something like that. Yeah. Don't ask me.
And you were also featured on that television years. Show. I think you were featured on a television show also a few years ago.
Yes.
Food.
At the, what is it? The Food Channel.
Yeah, Food Channel. Yeah. They
Carnival
were on.
Carnival Eat.
Yeah.
Carnival
so
Eat.
So, correct my French. Is it Le Moine?
Le Moine.
Le Moine.
Yes.
And if you're American, it's crêperie. And if you're French, it's crêperie.
Yes.
Well, thank you for these beautiful treats.
You're welcome and try it.
Elise, it was wonderful meeting you.
You are so charming.
Because I was out there looking, because Diana says, Mama, they're out there.
You found us and we found you.
I know, because I speak German with her, really.
Well, I'll say auf Wiedersehen. And thank you for bringing these crepes to us.
Very well.
And thanks very much to the Sonoma Marin Fair for hosting John Ash and me on the Good Food Hour and Garden Talk. The fair opens now. Noon till midnight tonight.
Things are happening.
Enjoy things in Petaluma. We'll be back in the KSRO studio next week. Thanks for joining us. This is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K23 3CM Petaluma. K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, the president says, deportations will.